The first thing you have to understand, just in terms of point of reference, you are now standing in the largest graveyard in the world. And that in itself should shake you to the core. You talk about what the concept of a cemetery is in the UK. You have relatives that are buried there. Maybe they've been there for a few hundred years, a couple of thousand people buried. You're in a place where in the space of just over 3 years, 1.2 million Jews were killed, plus anyone that was anyone who was undesirable in the eyes of the German army, German Reich. But when you walk through those gates, something else needs to happen. And this is extremely important. You need to start understanding where you are. There are words that we use in our language which do not have the same meaning in Auschwitz-Birkenau. Words like hunger, fear, and evil. Hunger does not mean you walk home at the end of the day, you had a long day, saying, "Mom, I'm starving, got anything to eat? Got any cake? Where are the crisps?" Hunger is being in a place like this where they're only giving you 750 calories to eat when you should be getting at least 3,000. Just enough to live and not to die, of the worst possible calories. Bread mixed with sawdust, soup with just fish bones in it. And your ever-consuming thought is, when am I going to get my next piece of bread? Now, I don't care if you're a religious Jew and you're keeping your Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and you're fasting, or you're a good Muslim and you're doing your 40 days of Ramadan, or even if you happen to be a religious Christian and you're doing your Lent, you know at the end of the day, if you're fasting, you're going to eat. That doesn't happen here. Fear does not mean I've not done well in a subject in school, I'm going to get an F on my report card. What are my parents going to say? Fear is being in Auschwitz-Birkenau, not if you're going to live from one day to the next. Not even if you're going to live from 1 hour to the next. But am I going to live from one moment to the next? Where for the slightest infraction, the slightest desire of a Nazi guard who thinks you look out of place, smell strange, or just for a little bit of fun, will either beat you to death with the back of his bayonet, or shoot you in the head, or throw you against the barbed wire, or beat you to death with his legs. Evil does not mean my friend has played a prank on me, he's so evil. Evil is a barrack just over there in the corner which belonged to a man called Dr. Mengele. Dr. Mengele, who in the name of science would take Jewish dwarves, Jews with blue eyes, pregnant women, twins, and create and perform on them the worst human experiments possible. All in the name of science to create the perfect Aryan gene that's going to create the perfect German who's blonde and blue-eyed. It changes when you come into it. And we talk about what the concept of a Jew is. You need to understand this well. The Nazis understood this well. And it hits home here when I come every time, and I've been here maybe 30 times, and it doesn't get easier. The Jew is the gift that keeps on giving. We take away your homes, but that's not enough, because you keep on giving. You arrive in Auschwitz-Birkenau, we'll even work you to death, or we'll take those that are alive, but we'll take your hair first and sell it to the highest bidder, like you saw in Auschwitz 1. We'll take away your names. And those are aghast over here. Oh, don't worry, we'll take your teeth as well, because you're the gift that keeps on giving. But that's not enough, because even when you're dead, you fat Hungarian Jews, we'll put you at the top of the pile when we're burning you outside in 1944, because we can't keep up with the burnings. In pits just down here. We'll put you on top so you fuel the fire. And your ashes, we'll sell them to farmers locally so they can, beautiful Polish apples can be created here. But that's not enough. You won't even take your tombstones from the dead and use that to create roads, those great buildings that you see throughout Poland, and you see them as part of houses. The gift that keeps on giving, what takes place over here, is uniquely evil. It's a place where you feel the ghosts. It's a place of death. But then you look around and you ask yourself a simple question. If it's a place of death, why is it so big? Just bring the people here and kill them. And that's because of a decision that took place here. We'll work you to death. At any one time, you're going to have 80,000 prisoners here. But who are those prisoners? So Elie Wiesel, who you've heard from your educator so eloquently already, and you're going to hear again shortly. He's standing in one of these barracks here one morning. He wakes up, he sees a sight he cannot believe. There are men queuing up with bread, where bread is life, handing it over to another Jew in the barracks over here for the opportunity to put something on which we call tefillin in Hebrew, phylacteries in English. For those studying GCSE religion, A-level religion, you know what these are. These little black boxes that Orthodox Jews put on their arms with straps every day. Don't try in an airport, they might arrest you. And inside those little boxes, right, you have parchments from the Bible. What's going on? Or this 16-year-old boy is pulled off his barracks in the middle of the night by a Nazi guard. 16 years old, beaten to death almost, 25 lashes. He climbs back next to Elie Wiesel. Elie said, "What did you do?" He said, I smuggled in a prayer book so that people should be able to pray. Or you look just beyond over there, where you have the Hungarian women who arrived here in 1944, and they're taking strands from their uniform and taking their margarine, which is their rations and its life, and they're using it in a small little container to light the menorah, the Hanukkah candles, the 8 days of light, which this year coincided with Christmas, at risk to their life. And you ask yourself a simple question. In a world where they say, well, where is God? What's going on to this world? Flex your muscles, show some miracles. What are they trying to do over here?